Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Jessica Nevins, and I'm your host for the Intentional Living Radio Show. We've got 30 minutes here, and today we're going to be talking about igniting your love bomb to attract in what and who you want in your life. So before I get started, I want to open it up and give you the number in case you want to call in and ask questions. And time permitting, I will be taking some questions at the end. Your call-in number is 347-855-8012. Once again, that is 347-855-8012. All right, let's get started. So I get this question a lot. I am a success coach, and I have clients that are challenged in the area of love and relationships. So it is a very common problem that happens, and I just want to start by saying I wasn't always well-versed in this area. In fact, I learned from a very long stream of failures. My story is, wow. I didn't always have the love in my life that I wanted. I didn't have the relationships I wanted. I definitely was kind of a train wreck when it came to love and relationships. And once I shifted things in my life and created a new way of being, I found that it shifted in my love life as well. And I'm going to share that with you today. So I want to give you a few steps in how I made that shift, because as I told you before, I was just having relationship after relationship that were completely unfulfilling or disastrous or whatever, and it would leave me feeling not so good about myself and frustrated and wanting to find a way to have better relationships and to find the love of my life and to get there, to, you know, have what I always wanted. So I had to restructure everything the way I looked at life. And I was blessed to have a lot of different coaches at the time and a lot of different materials to guide me on my path. And the biggest thing, the number one thing, was to understand and know myself completely. So that's what I encourage you to do. Who are you authentically? When you look in the mirror, who is that person? And I'm not saying who is your persona. There is a persona that we can all project out there to people, but it might not necessarily be authentic to us. And that is really the key right there, is how authentic are you being? Now, I know early on in relationships, I would bend and twist myself to be, you know, like the guy I was interested in, or, you know, find things that he liked to do and do them as well. I wasn't really being authentic to who I was. I also know I was holding back my voice, meaning that if I didn't agree with him, I might not necessarily voice that. I might just go along with it and say, oh, well, okay, you know, I don't need to share that. He doesn't need to know that. But what I didn't realize that I was doing is that I was actually diminishing my true authentic self. I wasn't sharing all of me with that person. So it's really difficult for someone to get to know you if you're not sharing your to actually share openly. Then that's going to give you a relationship that's based on false pretenses, and eventually that will break down, and you'll be left sitting there by yourself saying, what happened? And that was me most of the time until the last few years. The last few years, everything shifted, and I took a break from looking for a relationship and did my own thing for a while, and went on lots of dates. I was a serial dater at one point. And then I just, I did what I wanted to do. I let myself be my guide. I let myself go deeply into my authenticity and figure out who I really was. And that's who I started putting out there for everyone to see. So I started to shape and change and get more comfortable with who I was being. And voila, who did I meet? The love of my life. So it really can happen. And he just strolled in when I was least expecting him. So the key here is to really know yourself completely and to go and look at, you know, what do you like to do? What lights you up? What gets you excited about life? And just be that. Don't put any pretenses around it and don't judge yourself for it. Just allow yourself that space to be that person that is uniquely you, because we're all unique. However, it's highly unattractive when you're trying to be someone that you're not. So it is absolutely essential to be authentic and to be truly who you are. That's what creates a sense of magnetic attraction, because you know exactly who you are. And that leads into my second point, which is confidence and trust in yourself. When you get to the point where you are authentic enough in who you are being, what that does is it actually raises your confidence level. You're comfortable in your own skin. You can shrug off judgment a lot easier. You don't really give too much power to outside opinions. And that's another thing, is that giving away power to someone's opinion of you is a big no-no. I know it's really easy. There are a lot of people on this planet that love to be people pleasers and I love to be very selfless, and that's wonderful. However, being selfless is wonderful. However, losing yourself is not worth it. There is a distinction there between giving too much and not taking care of yourself. So you have to learn to trust yourself. You have to learn to shrug off any opinions, any outside opinions that may be negative. Hey, if you get outside opinions that are positive, take those in. Those are wonderful. Those can build you up. Those can boost you up. But for the most part, just take that time to learn to trust yourself, to build up that confidence. And that really comes back to the first point, which is the authenticity of it all. The more you can be authentic, the more you'll find that it's easier to drop into that confidence, because, you know, you can actually take a look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, you know what? I look great today. This is awesome. You know, I'm a good person. I like the changes I'm making in my life, or I like this about myself, or I like that about myself. It's really important to focus on the things that you like about yourself, the things that you love about yourself, the traits that you see as unique. We all have talents and skills. I had a friend of mine many years ago who said, you know, I'm not talented at anything. And I looked at her and I said, what? That's impossible. Everyone has a talent. And she and I got to talking, and she is a salesperson, and I said, well, your talent is people. You work really well with people. And she had an aha moment right then and there and said, oh, yeah, I didn't realize that. So take inventory. Look at yourself and things that are easy for you, because you know what? That might not come so easy to someone else. That's the thing, is sometimes we can look at talents and skills as something that everyone else around us has that we don't have. But they can be very simple, and they can, you know, some people have a gift for writing, some people have a gift, they're people, I guess you could say, they're really good with people. Some people have a gift for public speaking, some people are very compassionate, they're very good at one-on-one, they're very good counselors, they're very good at giving advice. Some people are amazing at accounting. They have these amazing financial brains. Some people are very artistic. There's just a wide array of unique skills and talents, and capitalize on them. Look at them and say, oh, wow, You know, I do that really well. What you will do is as you start to take inventory, this will help you move toward that authenticity. And you'll realize what the things are inside of you that make you amazing, that make you unique, that make you different from someone else. And you can actually use those to build your confidence and continue to build your confidence up and up and up. And what that does is it creates an energetic spiral upward. And yes, here it comes. Everything is energy. And I've worked with energy for many, many years. I'm a certified Reiki master. And for those of you that don't know what Reiki is, it is hands-on healing, and you work with the energy fields of the body. And there are things within the body called meridians that we all have in our bodies that energy runs through. And most of us aren't completely running, streaming the way we want to at all times. Sometimes there are, you know, minor or major blockages, and Reiki can actually, and energy healing can actually move through and help to clear those out. So Reiki's been part of my life for over a decade, and energy healing. And I expanded that out to realize that energy really is everywhere. It's in everything. It is, you know, it is in wherever you're listening to, whether you're listening to this on your phone or you're listening to it on your laptop, that is energy right there. Think of it as, you know, you're hearing my voice. That's a sound wave traveling over the air. However, you can't see it. So energy is kind of the same way. You can't see it. So as you get in touch with who you really are, your authenticity, and starting to understand yourself completely and to let yourself be confident and to let yourself engage and learn to trust yourself with who you really are and to, for lack of a better term, to really start having a relationship with yourself and loving yourself, that works in the same way. We all have almost like a big antenna that shoots off of our head that beams out energy. So if you are beaming out an energy of, you know, I'm not really sure who I am, I don't deserve good things, the chances of you getting something that is a match to that are very high, meaning that you won't get what you want. You won't get what you think you deserve. So energy is really important here. So the more that you can get in touch with you and learn to really build out a relationship with yourself. And this is hard for some people. It was hard for me in the beginning. I wasn't completely in love with myself in the beginning, and this has been a long journey. What I had to do is I had to start at like. I had to think about when you meet someone for the first time. If you have a connection with someone, you think, wow, this could be a friend, and I'm not talking romantically speaking, I'm just talking in general. You may meet someone, you know, you may go get a coffee and you meet someone. And there's a connection. You're like, wow, I really like this person. This person's great. And you get to know them. And you get to know them even better. You know, you spend time with them. You respect them. You're kind to them. As that continues to grow, you get a friendship. And you suddenly really like that person. And in some cases, you may end up loving that person. That person may be someone that becomes part of your inner circle. They may become one of your besties. They may be, you know, one of your confidants. Regardless, there was a progression there. They went from being someone that you really didn't know and who 5 minutes before you met him didn't really care about, till all of a sudden they were in your life and you were like, okay, you know, I'm going to open myself up and start to get to know this person. I implore you to do the same thing with yourself. It's looking at, okay, who is this person? Who is this person? Really, who is this person? And sitting with yourself and giving yourself that time, building out a relationship with yourself. learning to trust yourself, learning to have confidence in who you are and what you're about and what you're putting out there into the world. And as you go forward, you can deepen that relationship. And yes, this might sound a little hokey, but after having a really not good breakup that really broke my heart and left me very spun out in my life, I decided to turn the focus on myself. And I went on a 2-year journey of just being with myself. Yes, I went on dates here or there, but that's not really the point. My focus was completely on me. And I took myself on dates. I bought myself flowers. I pampered myself. I bought myself a necklace. I treated myself how I would want to be treated by my ideal guy. And I did this for a good 2 years. And it got to the point after 2 years where I was so comfortable with it that I realized, oh, I don't even need the relationship anymore. Yeah, you know, he'll come in when he's supposed to come in. And I let go, which leads me to another point. This is my third point, letting go. This was the hardest thing for me. You know, you always hear the term letting go and letting God. Well, for a control freak, that's like, what? What the what? And that's how it was for me. I didn't get it. I got it in theory. I didn't get it in practice. So it's kind of funny. I think about it now. I just laugh at it. Now it's no big deal to me. Back then, it was a huge deal to me. I wanted to control everything. I wanted to know what was going to happen next. I wanted to know where I was going to be in a year. I wanted to know, you know, everything. If I was dating someone, I wanted to know everything about him. I couldn't just let it unfold naturally. I couldn't just let go of it enough to trust that things would work out how they should work out. And what ended up happening is it's almost like you squeeze the energy out of it and it ends. So the letting go is a big deal. So what I did is I learned over that time, over those 2 years, to let go. And in the process, I also learned, as my confidence spiral and my authenticity and my self-love started to spiral up, I started to be kinder to myself. And I started to look at my thoughts. And those critical thoughts that would come in, I'd dismiss them. And the way I would do that is I would think about my best friend, or I'd think about my little brother, and I'd think, would I give them a critical comment like that? No, I wouldn't. So I would eliminate it for myself as well. So I eliminated the criticism and the beating myself up. That I just kicked it out. I said no more. And that was a big deal. That actually, I didn't realize it at the time, but as I formed that pattern, it started to change the energy in me and continue my upward spiral with confidence and with authenticity and with knowing who I am and knowing how amazing I am. And we all have this in us. We all have this capacity. We all have the ability for greatness. It's just a point of recognizing it in ourselves, because whatever we recognize in ourselves can be recognized by others. If you can recognize the love in yourself and the greatness in yourself, someone else will recognize it as well. So inner kindness is a huge part of it, and loving yourself is a huge part of it. So now getting back to the last point, which is letting go. Letting go is the last point, but probably the biggest, because it's something that can be a challenge in all areas of our life. If there's, you know, a certain job we want that we're interviewing for, we might get attached to that and too attached to it. And then when we don't get the job, we're devastated. Or, you know, we're dating someone and we get attached to that person and it has to be that person. And then, you know, they break up with us or they stop calling or we never see them again and we're devastated. or we get attached to something unfolding a certain way, whether it's, you know, you're supposed to go to a concert with your friend. Plans fall through, but you had so much writing on that night that you're sitting at home feeling sorry for yourself because it didn't happen. These are all ways that zap your power and your energy and take you on a downward spiral instead of sending you upward to magnetize. So what you want to do is you want to let go and release attachment, and you want to do that in the most loving way possible. Now, how do you do that? Huh? Yeah, that was what I always used to ask because I didn't get it. Letting go really boils down to trusting yourself and trusting your higher power if you believe in one. Now, personally, I believe in God, so I put a lot of faith in God. Now, through that relationship, I've also learned to put a lot of faith in myself and trust myself. Because I've learned over the past, especially the past few years, especially when I was deeply on my self-love journey, is that there are so many opportunities in this world. They just keep coming. If you recognize them and you're able to let go, whether that opportunity fits you or not, if it fits you, it'll stay and it'll continue to come back to you. If it doesn't, it'll be replaced with something better. And I've seen this happen in my life time and time again. I know it is something that can happen for everyone. It's more of looking at the world with glasses of abundance and realizing that it's not just one thing, that it's many. You don't just have one option, you have several. You don't just have three choices, you have more than that. And it may look like it on the surface. I know for me, that was a tough shift to make because on the surface, it didn't look like I had options. I got into this scarcity thinking where it was like, no, it's got to be this one way. Well, no, it doesn't. And as I learned to trust in myself and to trust in my higher power and to really be okay with who I was and where I was at, I was able to let go. And as I moved forward in that and just constantly let go and wasn't attached to anything, I was actually based in my life where things were going really well. I was really happy. I didn't really need anything, so to speak, because I was getting my own needs met. Since I had been on the self-love journey, I knew how to take care of myself, and I was good to myself consistently. And I just was moving forward with life, having fun with it, and then he walked into my life, and my life was changed forever. And it can happen for you. Your partner will find you at the most opportune time for you, and it's important that you really dig deeply into yourself and into your authenticity and to really hone that in and to understand it. And then on top of that, once you find that, it's really about being kind and gentle with yourself and really being okay with where you're at. And, you know, it might be, you might be having a bad day, and that's totally fine. Honor that. Don't try and push it down. The more you try and push it down and resist it, it's going to remain. If you are in a bad day, let yourself have the bad day. Think about it, you know, I always think about this in terms of children. If you have a toddler and your toddler is having a bad day, you can't just tell your toddler, stop having a bad day. You can't. You can try and cheer them up. You can let them be where they're at. But ultimately, they're going to go through their emotional spectrum. And you just allow them to do it. So why don't you give yourself that same amount of love and respect and let yourself go through it? And as you move through that, what that does is it actually helps that emotion release. And you can get into a better feeling state, which will put you back on track to magnetize and bring in what you want. And also, it's really important that I want to go back to the confidence point and really drive home, do not chase. Do not chase. Chasing energy is lack energy. You don't ever want to chase anyone or anything. That's when you let go. That's when it's a prime time for you to let go, because if you're chasing, it means you're attached. If you can let go and just be, then you can allow in that space something better. Because ultimately, we don't really want to chase. We want to have that mutual connection. We want to have that understanding where there's almost a simpatico, where that, you know, that person will, they won't come after you, so to speak, but they will be there for you. You don't necessarily have to hunt them down and chase them and say, hey, you know, give me your attention. That is lack energy. And that is something that you do not want to continually manifest in your life. You want to stay in a space of authenticity and compassion and create a space that you are worth the highest and greatest of anything in your life. Once you allow yourself to be in a positive abundance vibration that you are enough as you are, you will attract in what you need. And it might not be what you want, but it will be what you need. And I will definitely say this, do not be attached to a certain look or a certain profession, or, you know, my guy has to look this way, or my girl has to look this way, or they have to do this for a living, or they have to be around this age, or they have to, you know, they have to have this color hair, or they have to have gone to college, or, you know, do not. I understand that we all have our attributes that we like, but go for attributes that are more like, this person's a good communicator, this person is kind, rather than he needs to look this way or she needs to be this age. Because let me tell you, 9 times out of 10, this is what I've heard from a lot of my clients and also from my own experience, that person does not come in looking or acting like you expect them to. And sometimes you might not recognize them at first. So just always remain open. Always remain open. And we're going to be closing out here in a little bit of time. So I just want to leave you with a quote that is one of my favorites. It's from Will Smith, and it goes back to what I was talking about chasing. And here it is. Don't chase people. Be yourself, do your own thing, and work hard. The right people, the ones who really belong in your life, will come to you and stay. So with that, I bid you adieu. Have a fantastic day, and I will be back on the air next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. I look forward to speaking to you then. Have a great day, everyone. Love and blessings.